Hello everyone, anywhere on the globe. Welcome to the podcast where you can listen to inspiring spiritual insights and experience meditation. This podcast is brought to you by the Manhattan Meditation Center of the Brahma Kumaris World Spiritual Organization. Our variety of experienced facilitators, who are also long-time meditators, will share with you their unique insights and lessons, and a spiritual perspective on self and life. They will also take you deeper into an experience of inner stillness through meditation. Join us while we explore this spiritual approach to different life's situations that we all encounter. And you may discover that tools and solutions may be right within your own mind. If we can change our mindset, we might be able to change our world, since peace and joy begin with you and within your own mind. Enjoy this journey into knowing yourself truly.
Hello and welcome. Today let us experiment with the theme, use it or lose it. Use it or lose it. In our spiritual practice, when we create a consciousness filled with inner peace, filled with connection with the divine, then that creates the essence, our state, the state of our mind. And when we come into expansion, the story of life, often what happens is that essence somewhere gets lost or depleted. The energy gets drained out. So it's as if I lose the essence in the expansion. And then I have to again work hard towards creating that essenceful stage. So if I remember this, use it or lose it means if I develop creative ways of using the essence in the expansion to hold on to that spiritual perspective whilst being in the actions. If I don't use the essence in the expansion, it is easy for me to lose the essence. The ultimate objective actually of meditation is to lose the expansion in the essence. It's like when I, the soul, I get lost in remembrance of the One, then I lose the details of the expansion, as if everything else just ceases to exist in that moment. So I should lose expansion in the essence. The more I use the essence in the expansion, it's as if I'm not creating any karmic bondages, any karmic accounts. And then it's easy for me to lose the expansion in the essence. So it's like a spiral up. I lose the expansion in the essence, which makes the essence my stage stronger. And then I use my stage in the expansion. I don't lose it. I still use it. So it's like developing that practice of using. So in whatever situations that come, it's like seeing the situation from the spiritual perspective. It could be a simple situation, or it could be a worse situation. But in any situation, the more I practice looking at the situation from the perspective of the soul, the eternal perspective, the real perspective, and looking at everything as a story and not getting engrossed in the detail, the more I use it, the more I actually amplify it. The spiritual consciousness is like a seed. And that seed, if it gets a ground, only then it actually grows into a plant. And then it multiplies from one seed to many, many seeds. So in the same way, the more I use the spiritual consciousness, the more I use the essence, my inner stage, in my actions, in my expansion, I am finding new ways to actually learn more about myself, learn more about my relationship with the source. So it's like the newness comes in my spiritual efforts. So a very easy way to bring newness is to say, every day, how can I use whatever I'm learning in my expansion, in my actions? So let us take a few moments and experience using spiritual consciousness. As we sit back and relax, we realize that we are spiritual beings, beings of light, beings of essence, enacting our roles in the play of life. And this is not just a concept or an idea, but this is the reality. I use this consciousness in every scene of my life. I choose to be invisible in the visible. In the visible life, the visible role, I choose to amplify the soul. I choose to amplify the presence of the soul. I begin to see everything in the story from the perspective of the soul. Whatever is happening, has happened in the story, has become part of the story. Let me just leave it in the story. I don't need to carry it within myself. I am a detached observer. As I let go of the physical dimension and come back into the light, into the presence of the source, where I feel completely beyond the expansion, absorbed in my essence, in my truth. My life as a being of light. It's my eternal reality, my eternal family, my eternal companion, the divine. This is the essence. This is the truth. This is the reality. I'm soaking myself, absorbed in the presence of the divine. A silent presence. A loving presence. Presence that makes me whole again. I, the soul, I lose the expansion of the story in remembrance of this one. Having forgotten everything else in this moment, I'm celebrating this divine meeting with the One. It's just light and light all around me. There's just love and love all around me. These deep feelings of recognition, belonging, and trust. Emerges truth of my essence. The light of the source makes me enlightened. It wakes me up. Emerges the real me. From here, I naturally see the story far away, in another dimension. Everything happening inside the story stays in the story, doesn't need to stay in my mind. I am in my essence. Stable. Silent. Complete. Balanced. I, the soul, as I make my journey back into the world of expansion, I use this essence in everything that I am required to enact in this drama of life. I use this essence in the expansion. The world of expansion is a laboratory where I experiment and learn and grow. allows me to come closer to my truth. Situations are nothing but means for me to grow spiritually. I maintain this essence in my actions, in my interactions, in every aspect of my role. I naturally stay in the clarity of my truth. And I color the situation with my essence. Om Shanti.
Thank you for listening today to Inspiring Insights and Meditations. Do visit our website, manhattanmeditationcenter.org, for more info about in-person and online courses and events, and for more inspirations for life.